So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Every Tuesday, Howard Tolman joins us. He's an entrepreneur, venture capitalist, educator, writer, lecturer, big part of Chicago. And we talk about his article that he pens for, well, nobody uses a pen anymore. That's an outdated term, isn't it, Howard? Sounding old here. For Inc.com, the title is Why Now is a Time to AI Audit Your Business. So, like, we just talked to Luke, like, mom-and-pop beef business, are they going to see AI infiltrate their business, at least in bookkeeping or something like that?
Well, for sure in bookkeeping, and for sure, you know, depending on how big an operation they are, it's going to be a tool that everybody is going to use for recruiting, for training, for onboarding, and frankly, if they want to be a smart purchaser of ingredients and materials for their operation, they're going to use it to go out and find them the best vendors and the most highly regarded and then the best prices on various materials. So I can't really think of even a mom and pop business that isn't going to be impacted by it. And it's not like they're going to have a choice. I mean, the truth is their competitors are going to be using it and they're going to find it creeping into their lives. I mean, we take for granted a lot of the things that these systems are doing, in part because we're lazy. Like, we like to press one button and have all our basic information when we're ordering something online filled in, you know, our name and address and zip code and all that stuff. All of that is, you know, is machine driven. And yeah, you can say, well, forget it, I don't want any of my information shared. The boat is sailed for that.
Yeah.
All that information is out there anyway. But, you know, convenience and speed and basically all of those kinds of things. And then really the economics are the bottom line, because when you go to some of these services, the price spread on things like pharmaceuticals, for example, is astonishing. I just priced a drug at Walgreens. I think a 6-month supply was $96. And the same drug at Jewel Osco was $12. The same drug, the same number of pills, the same everything. And then if you were a first-time purchaser from their pharmacy, they took off another $10. So if you can imagine.
But you got it for two.
For $2 instead of $96. This is the crazy world that we live in. And it's all based on these kinds of technologies. Plus, I think, you know, even they would tell you that if they get swamped with orders and they are sending people to voicemail and stuff like that, that the more that can be automated, the happier their customers are going to be in terms of order taking and in terms of all the customer facing things as well.
We're already seeing a lot of robotics. We were talking about that the other day. My brother was at a hospital, and robotics bring you your breakfast, lunch, and dinner now. A little robot rolls in, the door opens, you grab your food. We've seen it in dispersing medicine, in most medical facilities. I know everybody wants to address the loss of jobs, but nobody really has a number, but it is going to be large for jobs that are minimum wage, sometimes entry level, sometimes unskilled labor jobs. They're going away, aren't they?
Well, they're going to go away in a lot of industries, but the obligation of employers is to upskill their people if they want to keep them, if they're good performers, if they're loyal, all of those kinds of things. Then I think that the job of the employer is to give them new sets of skills and to help them step up. So they can still be a contributing employee, because if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to commit to lifelong learning and improving your skills and improving, frankly, your value to the company that is employing you in whatever area it is, then you're going to lose your job. And frankly, you're going to deserve to lose your job because, you should basically be willing to understand that you have to keep up with the times, and you have to keep up with basically the requirements of the job these days.
As just a person, not a venture capitalist or an entrepreneur, but when you are trying to determine the price of medication like you were, what AI program are you using?
Well, interestingly enough, and this tells you where the world is going, what I used was GoodRx. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but I used that. And one of the astonishing things is that GoodRx is now built into the Walgreens app. It's built in.
And it's you to go to Jewel Osco to get the better price.
Absolutely. But you know what? If they don't make it easy on their users, if they don't make it easy on their customers to shop, and frankly, to shop all around, then they're going to lose those customers. So as amazing as that was, that tool literally took me out of the Walgreens app and took me to GoodRx.
Interesting. Thank you so much for joining us, Howard.
Talk soon. Thanks, Lise.
Howard Tolman. Follow him online or check out the article that he wrote, and that's published today on Inc.com.